Utilities that own the largest coal-powered plant in the western United States have agreed to shut it down 25 years ahead of schedule. The Navajo Generating Station in northern Arizona has powered homes in major western cities like L.A., Las Vegas, and Phoenix for decades. But its owners say cheap natural gas is more cost-effective than burning coal. Closing the plant will be a major blow to the economy of the already impoverished Navajo Nation, which leases the land to the utilities. Russell Begay is president of the Navajo Nation. He joins us now. President Begay, welcome to Here and Now.
Well, it's great to be on your show. Thank you.
And were you surprised by this decision to close the plant?
Yes, because we've been working diligently for the last couple of years, especially the last year, to extend the contract, the new agreement, up to 24-4. We've met every obstacle that they posed to us, including the environmental issues, including the cost of coal. And then at the end, they threw in this whole new ranch of saying, we decided to close the plant after all.
And how big of a blow is it to your people? Because we should say the Navajo Nation is very poor. 43% of the population lives in poverty. And this plant and the coal mine that supplies it employs more than 750 people.
That's correct, because the coal mine is the sole supplier to the power plant. So the Kayanta mine, which is on Navajo, it's Navajo coal. Our people work in there. They transport the coal over to the power plant. So both the miners and the people that work at the plant will be impacted. So over 1,000 jobs will be lost because of this. And, of course, the revenue, both coupled with the mine and the power plant together, is right about 40%. And so to lose that kind of revenue is going to devastate us. Let me tell you, our Hopi neighbors, the Hopi Nation, they will even be hit even harder, because 85% of their revenue comes from both the coal and from the operation at the power plant. So both of our nation will be hit very hard.
And how are you going to make up that gap? Where are you going to find that money now if you don't have the plant?
Well, I tell you, if they had given us at least 5 to 10 years to prepare for this, yeah, we would have prepared for that. We would have made some adjustments. We would have made some transition. I mean, we're talking about just days ago, we were told that the plant was going to close in 2019.
And one of the things that you've been doing is asking President Trump, who has promised to keep coal jobs alive, to help you out. What exactly are you asking the administration for?
Well, first of all, basically to say, you know, President Trump, you said you were going to bring coal back, and that's what you promised. And so we're expecting you to come alongside Navajo Nation. This is the first test. This is the first opportunity to really make a strong statement to the coal industry, to the power plants out there, to say, I, as president, make this statement, and I'm going to stand behind this. However way it's done, whether it's through the exemption, federal tax exemption will be huge. And also some subsidies will be important. And then also for the president to go out to companies that he knows and have them become part owners of the power plant and let the others leave if they want to leave.
But why do you think that new owners would look at the situation differently than the current owners, who say it's not cost effective to burn coal anymore?
Well, they're not losing money. That we know. They're not making as much money as they say if they move over to natural gas. So they're not losing money. Plus, it has a huge impact in terms of the whole economy in the region. There are surrounding towns like the city of Page, Flagstaff, Tucson, Phoenix. And this is the time for President Trump to say, I'm going to bring my partners together. We're going to back up this plant. We're going to invest in this, and we're going to keep the revenue flowing. We're going to make sure that the whole region is not negatively impacted. That's what we expect him to do.
Well, what about the idea of converting it to a natural gas plant? Because as you said, they can make more money with natural gas right now than with coal.
Well, based on our estimation, we're talking about 3 years before the natural gas will spike. And it will be even with how much it costs to run the plant using coal. Plus also the conversion is going to take time. It's going to be costly. And so it's better to build a new plant someplace else on Navajo Nation. And that's one of the things we're saying is that if we have time, we can build a natural gas generator over on the New Mexico site along some of the big power lines. And we would ask the owners of the power plant, you know, you took billions from us. You mined our coal. You built a generator. Don't just hang us dry. We've got $4.3 million a year, which is pennies that we got for the last 50 years, and when we should have been making at least $20 to $30 million a year from the plant. But back then, when the lease was signed, we just didn't make the adjustment for inflation increases and other things like that. So we really were shortchanged with this whole deal. And so they make their million or billions and not come back and help us replace the revenue that we're going to lose.
Well, what about the environmental issues? The EPA said that this plant is the third most polluting coal plant in the country as of 2014. It's blamed for the smog that's visible at the nearby Grand Canyon. Isn't closing this down going to be good for the health of your people in a way?
Yes, both the Four Corners Power Plant, which is over on the New Mexico site on Navajo land, and then this plant, which is by Page, they're shutting down generators to get down to where EPA said you have to be. And so they're meeting the standards by shutting down and by operating less. And so, yes, it was polluting, especially worse back 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And that really devastated our health, our land, our water.
So did you try as a result of that to move to wind and solar and change your economy decades ago, or did you not do that?
Well, we're the first Indian nation to develop a solar power plant, a solar farm. We're the first one. We're moving into the wind industry. The thing with these two is that you got to have customers. You got to have somebody that's going to buy it from you. And so there's some challenges there. The revenue that we make out of the other plant on the New Mexico site is that we're taking a percentage of the revenue and investing in solar and wind. And we want to do this aggressively. And so we were counting on the revenue that we were going to make from 2019 on to 2044 to make this transition. And so those are monies that we were depending on, looking to move us aggressively into renewable energy and away from coal.
One more question, President Begay. How do you feel Native Americans are being treated generally by this new administration? How does it compare to President Obama?
Well, you know, President Obama has been a friend to Native Americans. And one thing that President Obama has done is that he's opened the door for tribal leaders to advise and to be at the table, decision-making table, in almost all of the federal agencies. That's unprecedented. That's never happened before. And then the White House Council on Indian Affairs, that has never happened before. And so all of those has really opened up the doors for us to understand how funding works. We've been able to generate more appropriation for our programs, for our people. And President Trump is just now coming in. But we are determined to really push this new president to say, if you're talking about self-reliance, self-dependency, and we are ready to assume our own future, our own destiny. For example, we want full control over all of our natural resources. Today, we don't have authority over our natural resources. That means coal and oil and any mineral that's in the ground. And we don't get any compensation for that because we're told you don't own it. That belongs to the federal government. And we're going to see how far we can push this president, and that's what we've done with every president. Tell you, we survived every president since George Washington, and we're going to survive this one, and we're going to do our best to be able to take advantage of their policies, their philosophies, and see if they really mean what they say.
That's Navajo Nation President Russell Begay. President Begay, thank you.
Good to be on your show. Thank you.